Happy birthday, Kana. Kana, it was your birthday. How old are you now? 24?
26. 26 forever, baby.
You'll take it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Kind of makes me a little bit of a perv.
You're a perv. You're going to be 75 and have a 26-year-old wife.
I already feel like I'm 75.
With wrinkles.
Yeah.
Saggy boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about you or me? I'm going to have saggy boobs, too.
All of us. It happens to all of us.
Everybody gets saggy boobs.
Sorry.
Well, at least we got your hair done good.
Yep.
We did good.
We done did good.
Even though I told you the only times I've ever dyed my hair is supervillain style. I'm a serial killer. Remember we were dyeing your hair and I kept telling you, society made you do this.
However, it was our own way because we put the dye on the roots with a barbecue baster.
We used a barbecue baster and then we used our hands.
And naturally.
Just like Leatherface. What the fuck is going on, creepers and creepettes? Welcome to the Crypt Creeper Horror Show. I am your host, the Cryptid Creep, a.k.a. Gory Martinez of Angelic Desolation. Sitting here with my lovely 23-year-old wife, Killer Kenna.
Hello.
And,
Hello.
So we decided to give a chance.
We did the thing.
As we promised, we said we'd do it, and we did it. And I enjoyed it. Today we're going to be talking about Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2022. They did the same thing that they did with the Michael Myers movies, where they said, remember the first one? Yep. Remember the other ones? No, you don't. Because they never happened.
They never happened. They forget about it.
Forget about it. So today we're going to be doing a review. Kenna did not enjoy this movie as much as I did.
Hell no.
You did not appreciate the slaughter.
We'll get into that.
We'll get into it. Let's go through some basics first.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2022, directed by David Blue Garcia, who's an Emmy Award-winning director, by the way. So you're fucking wrong, bro.
Okay.
Right off the bat. Okay. He like won awards, dude.
M. Night Shyamalan is an Emmy.
M. Night Shyamalan, a ding dong, is a hit or miss motherfucker.
Yeah, but he has awards.
SNL has awards.
So that means that everything he does is good, correct?
Wait, fuck, I'm proving your point.
All yes, right. You are.
Okay, god damn it. Okay, my bad. Starring Sarah Yarkin, that was your favorite character. Curly Sue. Yep.
Fucking Curly Sue.
Mike Burnham, who played Leatherface.
He's all right.
Because Gunnar Hansen, R.I.P.
Poor Gunnar
Hansen.
Forever.
Olwen Fiolau.
How do you say that?
With Fiolau. Olwen Fiolau.
Olwen French Onion.
She played Sally Hardesty, who was originally played by Marilyn Burns, but she died in 2014. Back when life was simpler.
Yeah, life was good.
Life was not too bad, man. Elsie Fisher, and, you know, I don't think I need to name any of the other ones. They were just victims.
Yeah.
I did like that about this movie that you didn't like, but I liked it. That they made all the characters so unlikable that you were like, go, Leatherface, go!
They made them all Franklin. All of them were Franklins.
All Franklins.
A bus full of Franklins. Like in the original, everyone, I don't care if you were in a wheelchair, you were annoying.
You're annoying as shit.
We couldn't wait to see Franklin get slaughtered. And this was Franklin times 60.
Yeah, you kind of felt for some of the other characters in the original, but Franklin, you were like, fucking die, dude.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways.
Rip the band-aid off.
Bunch of hipsters. Is that still a word?
It is to me. Okay. I'm an old person, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. So should we just say a bunch of youngins? This is Texas.
Dang,
let's
youngins.
I don't know, college kids, whatever. They go to this town this Texas town, and it's pretty much, it's a ghost town, but they want to revive it. They want to gentrify it. They want to bring new blood into the area, which they did. Giggity, giggity. Okay. Well, they did.
Yeah.
They brought a lot of blood. Yeah, they want to revive it. They want to gentrify it, and they just see this whole vision. I guess the movie starts out a little slow, but I think it had the effect on both of us, but you didn't get the point. Because I think it starts out slow, and these people are so fucking annoying that you're like, fucking die already. The problem is that when they did die, I think you were upset because you knew it was movie magic and they didn't die in real life.
That's for the second half. I will get into that. Bring that back up.
Okay, I'll bring that back.
So pretty much Curly Sue and her annoying little sister kick what's-her-face out of their new place they're going to be. It's going to be a high-end restaurant.
Sally Hardesty is still around.
Yeah.
So she's the one that got away, but she's still chilling in this town, waiting for her big moment to exact her revenge.
But they pretty much kick her out of the house, and then they were like, oops! She does own the house.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? Why did that even need to occur?
Yeah.
And you could have done that in 10 minutes. Otherwise, I was sitting through a 30-minute argument over a house.
Yeah. You know what's kind of fucked up? Is that, like, this is this character's, like, return, Sally Hardesty. But I think Laurie Strode would kick the shit out of Sally.
Oh, yeah.
Laurie Strode would fuck up Sally.
Oh, yeah. Laurie Strode is a bad bitch. Ellen Ripley.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. Ellen Ripley? Not Ellen Ripley.
What is it?
Just Ripley.
Ripley? Yeah.
From Aliens? Well, yeah. She fought aliens. That's different than a psycho killer.
That'd be a cool conversation. Which of the...
Bad bitches?
The bad bitches.
Oh, we
horror.
Should do a bad bitches episode.
Oh.
I'm fucking down for that. There's some bad bitches.
Bad bitch. Mm-hmm. All right.
Does Bruce Campbell count? He's not a bad bitch.
Squirrel.
He's a hero.
ADD.
I'm sorry.
Focus.
I'm off.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, continue.
Continue with what? Now you fucked me up.
Oh,
you go.
No.
I know.
But anyways.
So they kick her out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then we find out that she was taking care of, you know, wayward youth in that house for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And who was one of them?
Leatherface. Leather fucking face. Mm-hmm. And now, by now, his leather face is weird. I kind of dug the design, but it's also, it's not my leather face.
That meme of him holding the face up with and saying the proper way to eat a fruit roll-up fucked me up.
Yeah. No, I dug it. Like, the hair's long. He's got, like... But he's also bald, so it's this weird fucking look. But it looks like an older mask, like he's had it for a while.
It's crunchy.
It looked kind of cool.
Have you ever had that beef jerky that's crunchy and off-putting?
Yeah.
It looked like he sewed a bunch of that together and put it on his face. That is the only alternative of using that beef jerky.
Well, like I said, this is the sequel to the original. From the 1970s. So how fucking old is he now?
1,000.
Not 1,000.
Say he was...
Don't you talk about my mama like that.
Say he was 20.
Okay.
So add... He'd be like 70.
So he's like 70 years old in this. But he's still a beast.
And his face masks are still pliable.
Yeah. And he's still wearing it. Because this definitely takes place like in 2022. The kids have their phone. Remember when... Okay, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
But this definitely takes place now. So it's like an older mask. He's got like long, weird... I don't know. I thought it looked like shit when I saw the trailers. Because I was like, bleh. But I also thought that this was a reboot. And it turns out that it's not a reboot. it's a continuation. They did the same thing as Halloween where they said, forget about it.
Because originally we were making fun of it because it we called it the reboot.
The reboot. Yeah. Yeah, like, because they did reboot it already once. But no, those movies didn't happen. Forget about it.
Erased it out of all of your
Forget memory. About it. Okay. It don't happen. That didn't happen. There's only been two movies. Forget about it. But I don't know. The character looks cool. It's just like, I don't know. It's like Jason X. I thought Jason X looked cool. That's not my Jason.
Not my Jason.
That's not my Jason. That's not my Leatherface. But I still thought it looked cool. It looked kind of cool.
Yeah.
I dug it. He was scary as shit.
I don't think he's scary.
He scared
but I'm
me.
I'm jaded as fuck. So.
Yeah, you don't. You were just so mad at those kids that you didn't even see. I don't think you even saw the slaughter. I think you just were mad that they were trying to gentrify a Texas town.
I was mad that they existed. I am now that old lady that... Get off my lawn.
But they got
mailed. Get off my horror movie.
But they got mailed out. I don't even think you paid attention to the mailed out. Because the whole time I was like, yeah. Woo! Get him. And you were like, fuck your kid.
Fuck that kid.
Get off my lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. In pieces.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll get back into that when we come back. Second part.
Mm-hmm. And then I got some things to say.
Okay. We'll be right back, creepers and creepettes. And a boom, boom, boom.
Bada bang, bang, bang.
Boo, boo, doo, doo.
Doo, 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 doo. What are we doing here?
We're just saying words. We're just starting the show. We don't have anything.
No.
It's snowing and it's fucking May.
It was 90 degrees yesterday and now I have snow in my yard.
Yeah, but guess what? Guess what, Kenna? That means soup and that means biscuits. And holy fuck, I think I'm old.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to soup.
I want a good bowl of soup.
I want a bowl of soup and a biscuit.
Let's watch Soup and the Alfred Hitchcock.
Let's eat soup and watch people make soup on the TV while we eat the soup that we made.
Doubly makes you run.
Welcome back, creepers and creepettes. We are still talking about Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2022. Yeah, Kenan's still not a fan.
Nope.
I thought it was cool as fuck. You know why?
Because
it got really violent.
Yeah, because this, say, I don't know exactly how long it was, but say it's a 2-hour long movie. It's about an hour and a half
of annoying shit.
Development
that doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, I can get that. Because usually in a horror movie, there's like, the dumb bitch, the bitch, there's the asshole, there's the other asshole, there's the person that you know is going to survive because they're like pure at heart, mm-hmm. And then there's like a nerd, and then, you know, but they get it out of the way. You know who all they are, and then shit happens, and they start fucking dying.
Yeah.
This one took a little bit long.
Oh, I hate slow burns.
Well, it sucks because we got to really know them, and the more we knew them, the more we hated them.
Here's my thing. So a slow burn,
mm-hmm.
I enjoy a good slow burn, like psychological thriller.
Yeah.
Like Kiss the Girls. That was kind of a slow burn. But when it comes to slashers,
yeah.
You need to... It's like when you're robbing a bank, you gotta open the door and shoot someone in
the neck.
This is
the dick, this is the bitch, this is the asshole, this is the slut, this is the chick that's probably going to live, and this is the fucking nerd that's going to die definitely. Boom, out of the way. Now we know, fucking murder them.
No, so you open the door of the bank, you shoot one guy in the neck, and then you can do some character development. But you got to have that immediate.
Well, I am not going to rob a bank with you because I'd be a little more clever about it.
I probably would in real life, but I'm talking about.
You can't just murder somebody. Robbing a bank is like 15 years. You're looking at 25 to life just for killing somebody.
That's how you establish that you mean business.
No, just shoot the gun. And when it hits something, people be like, oh, fuck, that's a loaded gun.
Because you're going to have one Texan or something. And
you're the fucking wild card that goes into a bank and just starts killing motherfuckers. We have to be like, Kenna, what have you done? You're like, they need to know.
I'm a Colorado-born, raised pioneer lady. That's how we did it back in the West.
Yeah, back in the West before forensics evidence. Yeah, before they could fingerprint shit.
Oh, we missed our time.
And cameras and fucking phones. Somebody's going to live stream you murdering somebody.
We missed our time.
Yes. No, I understand in the West. Oh, yeah, definitely. Pop some motherfucker and be like, I ain't playing. But forensic evidence, like, we can't even like wear our regular clothes because we have dog hair. Are you signaling to me that I'm off topic?
We did veer.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Wild West, we were kind of on there.
Okay.
Skew. All right, anyway, down to the good part.
Jay's favorite scene. Let's talk about JJ's favorite scene.
No, we'll get to my favorite scene.
Oh, okay. What you want?
So we're going to start when Leatherface gets loose. They kick that lady out, and Leatherface is trying to help her.
Oh, poor lady.
Yeah, they kick out Sally, and Leatherface is trying to help her in the back of a police car. But he's, like, freaking the fuck out, and the cop in the back seat with them touches his fucking hand. Don't fucking touch me, is what Leatherface said, but he did it in a Leatherface fashion. He broke his hand and made the dude stab himself in his own neck with his own hand bone. So then they freak out, crashes, fucking Leatherface just kills everybody. Now Leatherface is back, baby.
I will say I enjoyed that one.
That was cool.
That was pretty cool.
That's a pretty cool kill. But I want to talk about my favorite death scene in the movie. The bus.
The boost.
Oh, man, dude. He just... bus full of fucking influencers and fucking...
fucking influencer.
I don't know if I sound like a boomer because I keep saying hipsters, but I don't know what the fuck to call them anymore. Technically, they're not hipsters, but they're just like...
annoying. Let's coin the term Franklins.
They're Franklins. They're all fucking Franklins.
A bus full of Franklins. Next time I see someone being a social justice warrior, I'm gonna be like, shut the fuck up, Franklin.
You fucking Franklin.
Franklin can be Karen, but for young people who get offended over everything.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say
social
justice warriors. Some of them have a good point.
Some of them have a good point.
You're talking about the ones that are like, all sex is rape.
Yeah.
All sex is rape.
Yeah, those are the ones.
Those are Franklins. Yeah. But if they're fighting for gay rights, that's fine.
Oh, yeah. That's not social justice.
That is social justice.
No, that's standing up for what is correct.
You're going to get us canceled.
Oh, whatever.
So bus full of Franklins, fucking Leatherface goes on that motherfucker, and they immediately, all of them, turn on their phones and start like live streaming.
Oh my god. I'm gonna totally give this to the police. You're in trouble. Shut the fuck up, Franklin.
It's Leatherface.
I know.
It's Leatherface.
He's an enigma.
Yeah, this is not a Karen. Leatherface is not a Karen. See, a Karen, you can take down with your phone. Because you record her, she's like, yeah, fuck it. And then you put it on the internet and it goes viral. She loses her job. And she gets sad, and she makes, like, a Facebook post where she's crying. Leatherface don't do that. Leatherface got a chainsaw. Chainsaw. Do you know how shitty it would be to die by chainsaw? Like, all right, Michael Myers, Jason, machete and shit, but, like, Jason cut your head off. Michael Myers pin you to a wall, and it's a stab, and that sucks. But, like, you die to, like, silence. Can you imagine dying to the by a chainsaw and then dying to the sound of the chainsaw still ripping and people are screaming around you.
That just gave me a flashback to when my finger was falling off. It was like rotting off from an infection.
Yeah.
And I told you, because they wouldn't amputate it because they wanted to save it, and I told you, let's go go get a table saw. And you were like, but Kenna, what about the sound?
What about the sound?
And you made that sound, and I was like, okay.
Yeah. Can you imagine? It's cutting you, and then, but you're still hearing that fucking sound as it's tearing your fucking peers apart. Being killed by a chainsaw, especially in a mass group, sounds fucking terrifying. I would much rather be snuck up by Michael Myers and stabbed in the fucking heart than fucking have my body cut in half. He cuts one bitch in half as she's trying to get out the window, remember?
Yeah.
Being cut in half by a fucking chainsaw. Fuck you. It's not just cutting you. It's like getting meat and fucking organs inside of the chain itself.
Yeah, but part of me wonders if about 3 to 4 inches in, if your body would shut down to shock.
That's what she said. I'm sorry. I had to. You set me up. I don't know.
Would you go into shock?
Well,
I think you would. But there have been people that have been like crushed in half by like cars and car accidents, and they're fully conscious.
Yeah. What if you didn't?
What if you
didn't go in the shop? What if he fucking missed and just got like your arm and then had to come back and get your guts?
Oh, gross.
Yeah. No, fuck that. I don't want to die by a chainsaw. Oh. I don't give a shit. Yes, all the killers are scary. Leatherface is a special one because he's kind of just like a big baby.
Yeah.
He's kind of like a big baby. He's missing like, what is it? The Texas Chainsaw Beginning, where he says he's not retarded. He's just misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a big baby. And I get that because I get Jason's fucking scary because Jason's the wrath of God. We've decided that.
Yeah.
And Michael Myers is a fucking psycho that can just take you out. And that's scary as shit too. But their weapons, I don't think, are as scary as fucking the chainsaw. Freddy Krueger's claws, give them to me any day. I don't want a chainsaw murdering me.
What about Hellraiser?
Oh, that's a different...
You don't want to scream, and Jesus wept.
that's different because they don't kill you.
Yeah, they torture you forever.
It's pain and pleasure.
Okay.
Indivisible.
So, eternity of torture or chainsaw?
Chainsaw.
Okay.
I give you that much. I'm gonna be fucking hooked in pain and pleasure indivisible. What the fuck does that even mean?
I'm gonna have to interview a BDSMer.
Yeah, I guess. If any of you listening are into that shit, explain it to us, because that doesn't make sense. I'm going to beat the fuck out of you, and you're going to be happy about it. That doesn't make sense. Anyway. So, yeah. Bus full of everybody. They get fucking slaughtered. Fucking awesome. So, Curly Sue and her sister get away.
Fucking Curly Sue.
Oh, and fucking Sally comes out with a shotgun. And she shoots the fuck out of Leatherface. But as we know, legendary serial killers cannot be killed.
Nope.
You cannot shoot them.
You can shoot them a whole mess of times. Bullets do nothing.
That's what scares. I think that's what scares a lot of people about these motherfuckers. If you do get scared in a movie. Because you're like, if it was a regular person, you shot him that many times with a shotgun, he did not go down, you'd be like, fuck me. I think that's why I like the Terminator so much. They shoot the fuck out of that dude, and he just turned more robot, and you're like, fuck.
I think that's why I like watching those videos where people are being tased by the police, but they aren't going down. They're, I'm like, go! It's like, hell yeah, fuck your taser.
They're pulling him out. So she tries to shoot him, but then she gets the saw.
Mm-hmm.
She gets the saw. The sisters try to drive away, and they get in a car wreck which is, this is another thing. The one sister literally gets like a piece of the car put in her fucking leg, which in real life would have hit her femoral artery. She should have died.
Oh, yeah.
But this isn't real life. Mm-hmm. Thank Satan, because Leatherface be skrr. I like how they based him off of Ed Gein, but Ed Gein was just like, I just killed a group of people. I dug up some bodies. Hi.
Hi.
And then they're like, we're going to make Leatherface out of you.
You want to see my lamp?
You want to see my lamp? I got this box full of clitorises.
This is my nipple belt. Do you like it?
And then we get Leatherface from that. Leatherface would have killed the fuck out of Ed Gein. Maybe. I don't know. It depends on his cooking, I guess.
I don't know. Not one movie. It looked pretty good.
All right.
It looked like Dinty Moore plus human.
Yeah. A little off subject. Little off subject, but kind of on subject. Who do you think made a better food or stew? Let's say stew. Ed Gein, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Ed.
You think Ed?
Yeah.
Just from being, well, they were both from Wisconsin.
That's true.
But
Hannibal
one used,
Lecter.
Well, Hannibal Lecter had taste, man, and he's not
even
real.
Yeah, I eat his food anytime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the liver of an orchestra conductor. I'd be like, that's fine, dude. It just tastes really good.
But then you had that German serial killer who would kill children and make them into sausage. I bet you that sausage was pretty good.
You
kept
know,
him in business for a few years.
Albert Fish ate that little girl ass. You want to get back on subject now?
Yes.
Okay. Or at least he wrote a letter, said he did.
Yeah, we do.
Can you eat like an actual ass cheek? Is it just fat in there?
Gluteus maximus.
Oh, I guess we eat like
rump roasts.
Rump roasts. I guess you can.
They call it rump because ass roast doesn't sound appetizing.
Ass roast.
I want to make an ass roast and put some barbecue sauce.
God damn it. That's what we should have called the last album instead of the stupid fucking name my band came up with. Ass roast. Angelic Desolation's new album, Ass Roast. Come on. That sounds awesome. All right. Sorry. So anyways, the sister picks up the gun, starts shooting, pop, pop, pop. Doesn't do anything, Leatherface. Well, you don't think so. Because you think he's dead. And the two sisters get the car. She loses the gun. Leatherface kicks the shit out of her. She loses the gun. But then fucking Sally picks up the gun while she's lying in trash, dying from chainsaw wound, still fully conscious enough to shoot and aim at her target.
It's a movie.
I don't care. I'm telling you, chainsaw death sucks. Anyways, shoots Leatherface, they get away, they get the car, the two sisters, happy ending. Oh, wait, I forgot about my favorite part of the fucking movie, and I thought it would be yours, too, but you were like, meh. Meh.
I was disappointed because she didn't die earlier.
I know she, yeah, okay, so anyways, Leatherface shows up out of nowhere, grabs Curly Sue, fucking cuts her head off like a hot knife through butter. Come on. I don't even think I could cut a twig like that with a chainsaw one-handed.
I know.
That was cool. And he holds it up, and the other sister's screaming, and she's getting away, and you see her head, and you're like, once again, like the original movie, remember the other movies? Forget about them. Like the original movie, one person got away out of everybody. And this was like a bus full of people. This wasn't just a van full. Remember, it was a van full of people. This movie is a bus full of people.
You always got to let one person get away because who's going to tell the story?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. All right. So what are your grievances you wanted to bring up?
I already brought up all my grievances.
I thought you had more.
No.
Oh.
I brought them all up.
Cool.
I didn't like it.
All right.
No, sir. I don't like it.
I liked it. Go fuck yourself. Rot Toms. You're Rotten Tomatoes. You're being Rotten Tomatoes right now.
Maybe I should apply for a job.
Maybe you should. Maybe you should work there forever and ever.
Okay.
No.
If you want to pay me enough money, I'll fuck.
I would not tell anybody your job if they asked me. If you worked at Rotten Tomatoes. I would be so embarrassed. I would be so embarrassed. I'd be like, no, what's your wife do? Oh, she's crack whore.
What'd Rom Tom say about it?
All right. Well, let's go IMDb. Uh-huh. 4.8 out of 10.
That's about accurate.
Rot Tom's 32%.
That's about accurate.
No, it's not accurate. You're wrong.
I admire your optimism and your love of life.
No, it's not my love of life. It's my love of violence. And there was so much violence in that movie. The guy, so I'm talking to the band. They told me that they were like, well, if you like random violence, it's really cool. And I was like, well, I kind of like the story. But like I said, I thought it was a reboot. It wasn't. It was a continuation of the movies. Forget about it. 1974 to 2022. This is a 70-year-old Leatherface who still looked good. He didn't even have gray hair. They show his hair. Still looking good. Human meat. I'm telling you, dude. I think a healthy diet should consist of at least one serving of human meat at least a month. You know?
Oh, Lord.
And then you can be as strong as Leatherface. Oh, man. I want that shirt. You could be as strong as Leatherface. It's just Leatherface, but he's, like, ripped. Just holding two chainsaws while he's flexing. Only make it in a kid's size so only kids can wear that shirt.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
All right. I think we should end this episode.
Yeah. We went on some tangents. It was like a roller coaster. Ups and downs and a few loop-de-doos.
Yep.
But I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed making it with you.
Good. Good making it with you. All right, creepers and creepettes. As you know, band's going to be going on tour. I don't know if I'm going to be podcasting, but maybe you'll get some other guests.
Get another Garth episode.
Get a Garth episode. And I guess until next time, we shall find out, creepers and creepettes. Love y'all. Check out the band, Angelic Desolation. New album coming out very soon. We just got the album art back. Looks good. Kevin did good. My opinion. I think it looks cool. But I guess until next time, Bye con Diablos, motherfuckers.
Bye.